Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started. Nicotine affects women differently than men. With the advent of electronic cigarettes, nicotine addiction has taken on a whole new meaning and is targeting a younger demographic. Thus, looking at the mechanisms behind nicotine addiction is incredibly important. As we've discussed before, studies that look and account for sex differences between biological males and females are very important when understanding the human brain. Thus, researchers out of the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology decided to look at the effects of nicotine on the female brain.
These researchers found that just a single dose of nicotine from a single cigarette actually works to significantly slow down the production of estrogen in women's brains. Wow. Estrogen is a sex hormone, is responsible for the development and regulation of the female reproductive system. However, estrogen plays many other roles as well, and even serves as a neuromodulator in the brain. Estrogen and its receptors are found in various brain regions, such as those responsible for learning and memory, as well as those associated with addiction. For instance, women are more prone to a drug craving when compared to males, according to various studies, and researchers believe sex hormones play a role in this.
In the medical and research community, it is known that women and men have different responses to nicotine. Women typically show more resistance to nicotine replacement therapy. Oh, I didn't realize that. And tend to relapse when trying to quit compared to men. Women are also more vulnerable to developing smoking-related illnesses such as lung cancer and heart attacks. However, the biological mechanism behind these differences in nicotine responses between men and women were not understood until this study.
The study was the first to demonstrate the inhibitory effect of nicotine on estrogen production in human females. The author of the study believes this discovery shows that nicotine has a significant impact on the brain and could also impact other estrogen-specific functions, such as those related to the reproductive system. More research needs to be done to explicitly elucidate the effects of decreased estrogen production as well as a result of smoking on other organ systems. It's also worth noting that while estrogen is associated with women, the male body needs estrogen to function properly. And while high estrogen levels can cause men's health problems such as gynecomastia, which is men who develop breasts that look like women's, erectile dysfunction, and infertility, estrogen that is too low can also cause health complications such as decreased sex drive, excess fat around the belly, bone loss, and osteoporosis, which is low bone mass. Any final thoughts here, Hope? Or
it's like, golly, one more thing us women got to worry about. Jeez.
No, I will say this, you know, so much on women and how society treats women is really, given how important women are in society.
Thank you. Say it again, Dr. Derry. Say that again. Women are what?
given how critical women are in society.
Yes.
Our patriarchal, misogynistic society. You know, it's crazy when you just think about, you know, all of the men who are fighting against reproductive freedom. It's just like, right, you know, and you know, and again, I know this has been said a million times, but you know that if men had babies, those very same men would be like, oh no, you're not telling me what to do. My body, my decision, right?
Of course.
It's one of the many and great contradictions of our society. And guys, just please leave women alone. Let them do what they need to do. Right. I love watching the movies of all women like world, like the Wonder Woman world, and those societies are always fun to see. I had a friend who was writing a book about an all women society like that. She unfortunately passed away early, but it was fun to kind of see. I think those stories are great. And I see why those stories are important, because men just get in the way.
Yeah. Again, if they would just mind their business. we would be in a much better place.
As Hope says, almost at the end of every story, just mind your own business. Life would be so much easier if we just minded our own business.
That's right.
Regular exercise is linked to beneficial epigenetic changes. By now, most of us know that regular exercise is important for our overall physical and cognitive health. In fact, regular exercise can actually influence our DNA and cause molecular changes to something called our epigenome. Our epigenome consists of different signaling compounds that can modify our DNA and tell it what to do and when to do it, but are not actually part of the DNA sequence itself. Instead, epigenetic molecules interact with our DNA and influence its behavior. The interesting thing about our epigenome is that it is influenced by our environment, our physical habits, and other external factors. Everyone's epigenome influences their DNA in a different way depending on where we live, how we live, what we eat, etc. That is why two people born with the exact same DNA, for example, identical twins, can grow up to look slightly different, sound different, and even develop different diseases.
So, a new study done by Washington State University and published in Nature Scientific Reports looked at the changes that exercise has on the epigenome and how that can influence different genes in pairs of identical twins. Okay, so the study included 70 sets of identical twins who shared the same DNA. The researchers collected cheek swabs from these 70 pairs of twins to analyze their DNA and epigenomes. These twins were also enrolled in an exercise study from the Washington State Twin Registry, and fitness data was collected on the twins at several different time points between 2012 and 2019. The twins were asked to answer questions about their lifestyles, neighborhood walkability, etc. Many of the twin pairs were found to differ from each other in terms of physical activity, neighborhood walkability, and body mass index. Analysis of the DNA from the cheek swabs of the twins showed epigenetic changes between the pairs as well.
In fact, the twins that were more physically active compared to their other twin had changes in their epigenomes that correlated with reduced body mass index and waist circumference. The more active twins also had epigenetic marks that were linked to lower metabolic syndrome, which is a condition that can lead to heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Thus, even though these pairs of twins had identical sets of DNA at birth, the ones that were more physically active actually had epigenetic changes to their genes that influenced their body mass and their susceptibility to different metabolic diseases.
Essentially, what this data is showing us is that markers of metabolic disease and obesity are strongly influenced by how a person interacts with their environment, as opposed to the genes that they inherited. So it's good news that when we set our minds to do and actually start doing, ends up being supported by our biology, even down to the level of how our DNA expresses itself.
It's almost like you don't even need to believe in free will. There's like a magic, the magic of science, that making the right choices in your life will actually show you noticeably better outcomes.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.